KWA and 4ZLK Mobile.
Okay, KN4VWA. Good morning, Shane. How are you, buddy?
I hope you are. I'm just out trying to canvas the roads and see if I can beat the rush.
KB2A, check that.
Got a flood of radio traffic. Good morning, you guys. Well, I'm taking a tour down Highway 357 of all the damage. Man, I tell you what, I've got to find some fuel somewhere to keep my generators going because I'm not going to have power for at least another week.
Yep. Yeah, same here. Go ahead, Dave.
Gentlemen, I've got my generator. I'm going to run sparingly. I'm going to run it for a couple hours, and like what Steve was telling me yesterday, run it, shut it down, run it, shut it down. We shut it down last night, and the refrigerator held just fine. Woke up this morning, it was 55 degrees in the fridge and 21 in the freezer. So I'm going to run it till I get the temperatures back down, then shut it down again.
But I ran mine for about 2.5 hours, from about midnight till about 2:30 this morning, and then I fired it back up at about, I guess it was about 5, and ran it until just a few minutes ago, and then I shut it back down. I'm finding that my refrigerator and my freezers do just fine for about 5 hours, and then I start to get some thaw at that point. So, you know, hey, you know, it's just, we got to get some juice going again. That's all there is to it.
I shut my generator down about 9:30, turned it on about 4:30 this morning, and freezers and fridge were fine. But, yeah, it's a good idea. I think it's running right now. Beth's at home, but I'm probably going to have to shut them off through the day like that, just run it for a few hours at a time.
Yeah, that's what I'm going to do. There was somebody on here a little bit ago. He was down on Pelham Road. He said the Sphinx down on 14 and by 85 there. I guess the tanker truck had pulled in, and then when the tanker truck pulled out, the line of cars started.
Power down there?
I don't know. I guess there's fuel. You know, there's people out looking for fuel. Does anybody have an update on the Duke power issue? Because CPW, Greer CPW is saying that Duke is down. And I know, Shane, you were saying yesterday something about some major transmission lines up on 11 were down. Any news on that?
I heard. And I'm thinking they're coming out of Oconee. 178 and 11 transmission lines were damaged, and they were having to fix those before they could do anything else.
Tell you what, guys, with all the tree damage, it's going to be a while before we got power again. I will be amazed, thoroughly amazed, if I have power by the middle of next week, and it's just looking rough, baby. So did you guys come through it okay? I've got some damage down on my building on Batesville Road just off of Pelham. I'm going down there to meet a contractor right now. And, I've got some shingles off of my roof at my house. But beyond that, I came through it pretty
good, Shane.
But since I'm talking, I'll take it. Yeah, I'm good. We lost a tree that straddled our generator. The branches straddled the generator. One of them was leaning right against it. But other than that, we're good. Neighborhood doesn't have power, and we've got neighborhood well, two wells that feed the neighborhood. And we all took a vote last year about a generator for the well system, and there most people said, oh, we got them. So that's the only issue we have is water. But I've got a pond and a spring, so I've got water for waste and water for drinking.
Here, we got a bunch of trees down in the road from the neighbor across from us in the center section. Landed on my neighbor's fence and took out his drop to his house. Well, I have a tree gently laying on my roof, no damage. I was already up there, and I trimmed the tree back and everything. I trimmed the top of the tree and all that kind of stuff, so we're good there. Property damage, pretty much nil, except for, you know, just leaves and little tree bits all over the place, which as soon as I get myself together here, I'll go out and get the backpack blower going and kind of clear off my driveway. But other than that, we did okay. Of course, no power in the neighborhood.
Going down, what is the name of this road? Gap Creek. Going from 357 out to Wade Hampton. And I've already counted 6 power poles down. Man. Yeah, it's not good. Oh, my goodness, there's a house squashed. Well, anyhow, it's going to be a while. Dave, do you want to postpone Monday and Tuesday?
I'm sorry, my wife is talking to me. Greer CPW is on the street right now, so... But, I didn't hear some of the conversation. Did you say a house got squashed?
Yeah, a small house back here on Gap Creek got squashed. Hey, do you want to postpone that Monday and Tuesday thing?
Oh, yeah, I got to push everything out about a week. I was supposed to do an install today, and I'm going to try and do it Monday with Jimmy, but it all depends on the customer has power. I mean, we can bring our generator over and, you know, run our vacuum pumps and stuff, but, I mean, we can do the install. It's not a difficult one, but can't fire the system up to check it.
I know what you mean. That's why I was asking if you wanted to kind of postpone it. All right, well, I'll tell you what. I'll get with you, and we'll figure out a date. And it looks like I'm going to be... I've got to go down to Cornelia, Georgia, just to pick up the stinking light fixtures. But, anyhow, I'm going to do that tomorrow afternoon. So, everything will be there when you get there. And, like I said, I'm going down to meet my contractors. The right front corner of the building, as you're facing the building, Dave, over Suite 1, it peeled the metal roof back. I don't know if they'll be able to repair it or not, but... I mean, you know, without replacing anything, but I tell you what, we got to get it fixed where it's not going to leak.
Oh, my gosh. Any water damage inside?
Dennis has a key to that space, and she went in there and looked, and she says, no damage. And I'm just sitting here with my mouth open going, oh, my God. You know, how can that be? So I've got one of my tenants sent me a little video of it. And the wind catches it and blows it back. Oh, my gosh. I'll have to show you that sometime. Either that or I'll forward you the video. It's amazing.
You guys go here. I'm going to see what's going on outside. You guys have a good morning. Don't forward. I got a cell issue here. The cell site ain't working right, so... Forward it to me next time. Shane, over to you. N4ZLK, KP2HXS.
Have a good day, and let us know. If you get power back, we'll be camping that way. I'm just kidding. I hope it works out for you. And just think about all those people in North Carolina. You know, Chimney Rock, apparently, the town of Chimney Rock is almost completely gone. So there's people in a lot worse situations than we are. Have a good day. Go ahead, Steve. N4ZLK.
Praying for all those people downstream from Lake Lure. If that dam really does let go, that's going to be a bad situation.
Steve.
Lake Lure Dam, didn't you?
Breached and it was cracking, so that's the last I've heard.
It was cracked real bad, but I hadn't heard that it was breached. So if it's breached, and it's got a seam, a water seam leaking. It's just a matter of time.
I'm not sure where this is, too, but there was a dam in eastern Tennessee that already broke. All that water coming from the Asheville Mountains, I guess. And it looks like I made this drive this far. I'm going to have to turn around, it looks like. I'm not sure yet.
But you go ahead and negotiate what you're doing there, and I'll let you, you know, work with that situation. Besides, I'm over here at the back of the airport now, and I don't have good signal over here. So be safe out there, Shane. Talk to you later. KN4 VWA, I'm clear.
Have a good day. And, yep, looks like 288 going into Marietta, about a mile from Marietta, is flooded. So doesn't look like I can get through. All right, have a good day. N4ZLK.
KD. There he is, no cell signal. This is Randall, N9TEC, he has no cell signal. What's down call Weaverville?
I was going to say, if he's down here in this area, maybe I could run by for you.
He's on this repeater, but I don't know the situation, if he's still got battery power or what. I just mainly checking on him because I talked to him yesterday afternoon and I hadn't heard from him since. I'm out trying to find gas.
Find anything. I understand that there's a few places that has it, but you got to pay cash.
Well, I might as well just go back home. Every place I see now is without power, so... Yeah, I might as well just go back home and sit tight for a while.
Might be true for that area that you're in, and easily, that's what my son-in-law was telling me about the area around Greer, you know, along Highway 29, that there was no internet available along Highway 29, and some of the stations had a little bit of power, but they couldn't run their credit card machines, so they were trying to do business in cash.
Happened to me yesterday. I went to this little restaurant just running, and the food smelled really good, and I was standing in line, and all of a sudden the guy come up and he said, "Cash only, everybody." And about 80% of the people in the line turned around and left.
Well, there you go. Well, that's why I always keep just a dab on me. So cash is king in most situations, I guess.
Yeah, I'm just going to go back home. I completely forgot all about that part of it. Anyway, hope everybody is okay today, and at least the sun's shining for right now. KC4SKD, I'm clear. KD here.
KC4PFI, this is Don.
Hey, your voice. Hope y'all are doing okay.
Doing real good. We ain't got no power. Of course, y'all ain't got any over in Easley either, do you?
There's very few places in Easley that does have power.
The trees fall in the yard, and they're not in my property. They fell from off my property, and one of them took my whole shop down. It's crushed.
I hate to hear that. Yeah, I was awful nervous. We got an oak tree in the back. It would take, I mean, I'm not exaggerating, take three people to reach around it. I'm getting a phone call, Don. I hate to go. KC4SKD.
Okay, KC4PFI, I'm clear.
Larry. Tango Echo Charlie.
KD back. But anyway, Don, I hate to hear that about your shop. But I'll let you go. I better pay attention to my driving here, KC4SKD.
Larry, KD4JIK. Well, it's in November 9th, Tango Echo Charlie now.
I've been wondering about y'all. Yeah, good to hear your voice. How y'all doing?
Like everybody else, no phone, no power, no cell phones. We just hunkered down, worked on clearing them. Winds and trees out of the neighborhood, so if we can get out possibly later today.
It's chaos here. There's very few places that does have power, and they're telling people if you want to buy something, it's cash only. Some places, I went to Publix yesterday and was able to buy stuff on the card, but most every place has said cash only.
On that, I am really shocked that I'm in the 6-1 right now. It's just unbelievable how so this radio started talking to that machine.
No noise on you, but I can hear everything you're saying. Are you using that antenna I gave you?
Yep, sure am.
Good job for you right now. So, anyway, all right, I'll tell Dad and Mom that we talked, and I'm going to try to get something going with the radio inside the house, so I won't have to run out here to the car.
You get 147-105 or Mount Mitchell?
105 maybe, and Mount Mitchell, I doubt it.
Okay, all right, well, I'll just try to monitor this one here then.
Hey, here's a place that does have power. Anyway, I'll let you go. Good to hear from you. And I'll holler at you later on today.
All right, I'll be listening here. Thank you. See you, bud.
Hey, we said hello. KC4SKD.
November 9, Tango.
N4, Papa, Sugar Echo.
November 9, Tango Echo, Charlie, signing up.
Right on here, N4, PSE, Jim. Brevard conditions, N4 PSE. Betty Falls, name is Jim.
N4 POC, November 9, Tango Echo Charlie. This is Randall. I'm up in Asheville. I don't have a good signal into 6-1, but Spivey, I can get into that one real well. Bearwall, I can too.
I'm just about 4 or 5 miles south of the repeater at Caesar's Head. I'm out in Conestoga Falls trying to see if the anybody's got any road conditions on 276 going into Brevard. Anybody have any information there?
Dramatic pause there for a second. Let's see if anybody pops in. Right now there's a curfew in Asheville set till 7:30. Well, so people might start getting on their repeaters locally.
Fine, I'm copying you just okay. I mean, you're not full quieting, but you're getting through okay. It's going to be a mess for a while. Looks like we're going to be without power for quite a while.
It's crazy. It was absolutely crazy here in Asheville. Quiet, unbelievably quiet. And I was surprised at how fast the cell system went down.
Since yesterday, and one text came through last night, and I tried to respond to my son up in New York, and it didn't go back out.
Here, and today I'm going to try to get